Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening, happening to me. My first day I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. And John's the author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, Celebrating the Mind of the Entrepreneur. It's an outstanding book, folks. You will love it because you'll not only learn from it, you'll see yourself in this book. So I hope you'll check that out. And you'll thank me later for telling you about it. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. You're still helping people with your roundtables, aren't you?
Yes, although I don't have my alternative board franchise anymore.
Right.
I cut a deal to be an independent contractor and keep the three groups. My average member in those groups has been with us over 9 years.
So you're still helping folks, and that's what keeps him fresh and knowledgeable. It's the reason why we listen to him. So, okay, we're talking about your four corruptions. The first one,
right.
We talked in the break about how the legislature has become basically a good old boys and girls club where there seems to be no leadership anymore. They've moved to the left and the right. There's nobody in the middle. The middle is where the leadership is. The middle is where America gets things done for themselves, for the fact that it's the right thing to do for America. There's nobody there anymore, John.
No, well, with
there's nobody with in the middle.
No, with your average election being decided like 51-49, it's come to the point that, you know, you gerrymander like crazy because you know that the other party will do it as soon as they get in. So they protect each other's vested interests even when they're out of office, even when they're out of power, because sooner or later I'm going to have that, you know.
Yep.
And then you do everything you can not to inflame the 2 or 3% on the far left or the far right that could get you unelected.
My first semester in college, first class, 8 o'clock Western Civ class, my first moment in college, the first hour, Dr. Charles Geiser, irascible professor extraordinaire, I never will forget him saying that first hour, there's not a nickel's worth of difference. His exact words, I'll never forget it. There's not a nickel's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. I remember thinking, as a, you know, just an 18-year-old kid, I remember thinking, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I remember also.
But now I know he was right.
I remember also in college having a political science professor, and we were studying the rise of the National Socialist Party in Germany and Hitler. And I made the mistake of, he was a young guy, and I made the mistake of doing the it can't happen here argument. And he just ripped me to shreds.
Yeah.
And
that ship has already sailed.
I remember that way too often lately.
Yeah. But you know, and of course, folks, we know that there are ideological differences in the left and the right. But still, the fundamental purpose that they're there is for themselves. And I know, and we're maligning certain of them that are really trying hard, and I know a few of them, but the bottom line is what gets done, what's getting done. You and I worship at the throne of results, don't we, John?
We do. We're
and, and the results aren't happening. Let's move over and talk about health care before we run out of time.
Okay.
Why is health care one of your corruptions?
Health care is another one. Protectionist legislation. There are 600,000 to 700,000 MDs in the United States, and if you step back and look at the industry, their signature controls $2 trillion worth of spending. No hospital, no pharmaceutical company, no insurance claim gets paid unless an MD signs something.
Right.
And they're like Congress. I mean, there's just millions and millions and millions of dollars. You know, JAMA came out with, in their internal medicine publication, came out
their
with
journal.
Something yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it said that they studied the influence of pharmaceutical reps, and you know what it takes to get a doctor to prescribe an expensive new drug? A nice lunch.
Wow.
You know, And they just throw money at these people. And I've worked in healthcare, as you know. And, you know, I mean, the doctors have this stuff piled up on their desks, and it's packages from companies that want them to try this device or come to this event or go on this ski trip.
Mm-hmm.
And the packages are $40, $50, $60 worth of stuff that they're sending to thousands and thousands of doctors, and it just pours in every day.
Yep.
It's absolutely outrageous. And, of course, it's fueled by tax dollars.
Right.
You know, the inflation is way above
Now we've got the Obamacare crazy thing and all the relationships of all that with the insurance companies.
You know, when he was campaigning for Obamacare, he came out sequentially, and nobody screamed about this. And one by one, he promised the doctors, the hospitals,
right,
the attorneys, the pharmaceutical companies, and the insurance companies.
They're all going to be taken care of.
That, well, he promised them there would be no reform for them,
mm-hmm,
in the Affordable Care Act. And it's like, how are you going to control?
How do you reform if you don't deal with the troublemakers?
All
the
their stocks,
the corruptions.
Go back and look at the hospital stocks and the,
yep,
pharmaceutical,
yep,
stocks. They skyrocketed, mm-hmm, the day that bill passed because everybody knew it was a license,
right,
to steal.
Real quick, why is higher education a problem? You got 45 seconds.
Oh, they've got unlimited government money that they can charge kids a fortune to live in country club type atmospheres and get degrees that aren't going to get them jobs.
And in the previous decade, They got all this money from their loans that kids were taking,
mm-hmm,
and it gave them license, or they thought it gave them license to raise the their fees and their tuitions.
Yeah, and now we've got a generation that, and there was another study last week.
And you know what? This has changed society.
Well, we've got a generation that isn't forming households and isn't having children because of their student loans.
It's changing society. It's changing demographics. Like, I mean, imagine that. What it would take to change that, and they did it. Higher education. We come back. Wall Street's not going to slip through the cracks. John's going to skewer them, too, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.